I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Zambians gave their national soccer team a hero's welcome today after they won the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time. Zambia beat the pre-tournament favorites, Ivory Coast, in a penalty shootout after the final ended in a draw. Emotions were heightened for Zambians given the fact that the final was played in Gabon. Nearly 20 years ago, a plane crash off the coast of Gabon killed almost the entire Zambian squad. Kennedy Gondwe is a BBC reporter based in Lusaka, Zambia. He's been watching the team's homecoming. Kennedy, what's it been like there in the Zambian capital today? It must be just so much fun.
I've never seen Zambians as excited as they are right now. From the time that the final was played yesterday and Zambia were crowned champions, the streets were filled with people that were honking, people that were jumping up and about, whistling just to celebrate this particular victory. There were thousands that were also on the runway as the plane was touching down. And as I speak with you right now, the team is on its way to the showgrounds in Lusaka, where a big party awaits them.
And I hear fireworks in the capital. It's just it's kind of unprecedented, isn't it?
It's unprecedented. Also, given the fact that in 1993, like you rightly put it, Zambia lost its entire national football team in Gabon as they were going to play Senegal, coincidentally, a team that they also played at this Nations Cup. But that particular time, it was in a World Cup qualifier. So you can understand how Zambians are excited. The team has been to the final before in 1974 and in 1994, but they failed to win the trophy. For the first time happening after so many years, and given the emotional connection, it's just amazing.
Well, I mean, the coach of the Zambia national team, Hervé Renard, called the 18 players who died in that plane crash in 1993 a silent force urging this team on to victory throughout the tournament. What did this win, do you think, actually do to erase the ghosts of that tragedy? And what are the emotions today?
You know, personally, I can't fully understand or explain what has happened to the team this particular time around. And if people say there was an emotional force or a third force behind the team, I wouldn't completely disagree with that. Because, I mean, no one gave Zambia an opportunity or a chance to beat Senegal. If you compare the Senegalese, if you compare the Ghanaians as well as the Ivorians, player per player with the Zambians, they play in the top leagues in Europe, all over Europe. Whereas the Zambian team, the majority of those players play in Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, a war-torn country. So in terms of the third force or the players that died in the Gabon air crash, maybe having a say as they rest in peace, maybe that could have happened. And if destiny is well written, you can't stop that.
You know, Zambia's team, as you well know, is called the Copper Bullets, a reference to the copper mineral that is in abundance in your country. Even copper production did really well last year in Zambia. Is there anything that's not going right for the country right now?
Right now, Zambia has just come from an election, and people are still waiting for the new government to settle in. But generally speaking, Zambians are a very peaceful country, a very peaceful citizen, and everything seems to be moving pretty well right now. And with Zambia winning the Nations Cup, I think people have got every reason to continue being happy and peaceful.
Kennedy Gondwe, a BBC reporter based in the Zambian capital, Lusaka. You guys ride that wave, Kennedy. Have a great time. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.